Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Look, there are millions of fellows and girls in this country who are all lined up for a super special treat tomorrow morning, and I'm just hoping that you are one of them. Yes, they're the lucky fellows and girls who are going to sit themselves down to a heaping big breakfast of champions tomorrow morning. Now, here's why I say they're all lined up for a super special treat. That championship combination of Wheaties, milk, and fruit is about the best-tasting breakfast dish I know. Why, say, there just aren't enough words in the English language to describe that extra-satisfying flavor of this famous breakfast team. First, there's the keen, malty flavor of Wheaties that's absolutely different from anything else you've ever tasted. It's the kind of flavor that does a swell job of satisfying just about any appetite. But that isn't all, not by a long shot. Add to that keen Wheaties flavor the good flavors of milk and the fruit you like best, and you've got a breakfast dish that tops them all. But don't stop there. A breakfast of champions is jam-packed with a lot of mighty important nourishment. Nourishment that every athlete needs to make him a real winner. Just think of it. Wheaties give you all of the well-known essential nourishment of 100% choice whole wheat. Flavor and nourishment, two especially good reasons why there ought to be a big breakfast of champions parked at your place at the breakfast table every morning from now on. Remind Mother to get you two or three packages of those keen-flavored Wheaties flakes the very next time she buys groceries. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Dawn is breaking over the wild hill country of the Zamboanga Peninsula in Mindanao. Jack Armstrong, with Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim, are following a rough mountain trail that leads to a hidden cave where the fierce tribesmen have stored a supply of smuggled rifles which they intend to use in an uprising against the U.S. Army troops. Matthew and Michelle have gone some distance ahead to make sure no hostile tribesmen are on the trail. But right now, as the trail approaches the summit of a hill, the pack horse which Jack is leading shows signs of alarm. Listen. Look ahead, Uncle Jim, down the trail. Isn't that someone coming this way? Someone running close to those bushes?
It certainly is, Jack. I wonder who it can be.
Oh, Uncle Jim, maybe it's one of the hostile natives.
Perhaps it is, Betty. Wait a minute. I think it's Michelle. He's the only Filipino around here who wears a camisa.
It is Michelle, Uncle Jim, and he's hurrying back to us.
Gee, Wilkins, that means bad news of some kind.
But why is Emmanuel with him? Oh, I hope nothing's happened to Emmanuel.
We'll wait here and find out, Betty. It's time we took a little rest.
Oh, I've been wondering when you'd give us a rest, Uncle Jim. We've been walking hours and hours along this dark, rocky trail.
Whenever I get tired, I just think of Karang and his men. They'll start after us just as soon as Yates gets to their village.
I wish Yates had never gotten away from us.
We'd have had to let him go anyway, Billy. Just as we let his native, Macayo, go. We can't go hiking through this country with a couple of prisoners tied to our belt.
Uncle Jim, while we're waiting for Michelle, we've got a good chance to bring our map up to date. We must be getting pretty close to that hidden cave now.
That's a good idea, Jack. Here, I'll get the map out of my pocket. Take a look at your pedometer and see how far we've come since we started out this morning.
Just a second. I'll unhook the pedometer from my belt. We've come, let's see, 6 1/4 miles.
I'd say we've come 12 good, honest miles.
That's where these hills will fool you, Billy. If we can trust that pedometer, wait till I put this map on the saddlepack so I can sketch on this trail. 6 1/4 miles, you say, Jack. We've been coming almost due south. There, right here on this map is where we are now.
Oh, I think it's wonderful, Uncle Jim, the way we can make a map as we go along.
It just takes a compass and the pedometer, Betty. As soon as we locate that cave on this map, we'll have something that the Army troops will find very useful. Oh, here comes Michelle. We'll see what's happened.
What's up, Michelle? And where's Manuel? Is he all right?
Si. Manuel all right. He down there.
He sent you back with a message, didn't he, Michelle?
That right, Captain Fairfield. We see two men down on trail.
Two men? You mean two tribesmen?
Si. They tribesmen. They belong to bad tribe.
But what were they doing, Michelle? Were they coming this way?
They not come, Captain Fairfield. They stay on trail for make look-see.
I get you, Michelle. There are a couple of sentries. They keep an eye on anyone who comes near the cave where the rifles are hidden.
That right, Senor Jack. They sentries.
Sentries? Holy smoke. If the tribes have sentries out this far from the cave, they must have a lot of men guarding the cave itself.
Did the sentries see you and Manuel, Michelle?
No, Captain Fairfield. They not see us. Malua, send me back. Malua, go ahead for talk with them.
But won't they capture Malua when he goes to talk to them?
Don't forget, Petty. Malua is still disguised as an old Moro peddler. He's been here before. All the tribes know the old Moro peddler.
That's right, Captain Fairfield. They think old Moro peddler hate white people. Even men that cave know Moro peddler.
But what are we going to do, Uncle Jim? If we go to the cave, we may get captured by one of those fierce tribes.
We won't actually go to the cave, Petty. But we've got to get close enough to it so I can put it on this map.
And don't forget, Betty, that we can't go back anyway. Karang and his men will start after us sometime today.
Jumping, jimmy, gee whiz, we're practically surrounded.
Not quite, Billy. We may be able to detour around the cape. What does Manuel want us to do, Michelle? Does he want us to wait for him to come back to us?
No, Captain Fairfield. He say, leave trail here. Then, got cross hill. This way. Then, go down hill till see trail again. Understand?
I understand, Michelle. We make a detour around the sentries.
That right. Malu will say, cut cross here. He say it not very far. But he say be careful. He'll very steep on the other side. He say, you be careful with horse. He say he wait till you come.
Okay, Michelle. Shall we get started, Uncle Jim?
Yes, let's start right away, Jack. It's possible that those sentries won't be so friendly to Malua. If anything's happening to him, I want to know it right away so we can help.
And we'll know there's something wrong if he isn't there waiting for us. Here, I'll see if I can persuade this pack horse to leave the trail and climb up over this little ridge.
Oh, he'll follow you anywhere, Jack. That horse just loves you.
Come on along, old Dobbin. Don't put those ears back at me. That's the way, right through these bushes and into the trees.
Watch out, Jack. These trees are so thick that one of them might brush the packs off the horse. Then we'd lose our supplies.
I'll keep an eye on the packs, Jack. They'll be all right until we get over this little rise and start down the steep slope.
But I don't see how we'll ever get back to the trail going this way, Uncle Jim. We're going at right angles to the trail.
That's right, Betty. But the trail curves as it goes downhill and winds back on itself. So if we can make our way down the steep hillside, we're bound to hit it.
But where are those sentries, Uncle Jim?
They
must be at the point where the trail bends back on itself, Billy.
Here's the very top of the hill now. Say, it is going to be a steep drop. We ought to have a mountain goat instead of a pack horse.
These army pack horses are trained for this sort of work, Jack.
Oh, watch out for the packs. They're going to slip down over the horse's head.
No, the straps are holding them in place. Keep on, Jack. But watch out that the horse doesn't slide down on top of you.
Look, Uncle Jim. The sun is rising above the hills now, and we can see what's ahead of us.
What? Why, it's a great broad valley. And it's practically surrounded by mountains.
I shouldn't wonder if that cave is somewhere across that valley, Betty.
It's sure a dandy place to hide a supply of smuggled rifles. They can guard the mountain trails to the valley so they'll never be taken by surprise.
But how on earth would they ever get all those rifles into this valley?
There must be a trail that leads down to the ocean, Betty. Yates could unload his schooner there, and the natives could bring them in along that trail at night.
Oh, look, it's getting so steep here. Why, it's practically a cliff. How do you ever get down there, Jack?
It looks pretty bad to me, Betty. Do you think the horse can make it with this load, Uncle Jim?
It's going to be tough going, Jack, but we've got to make it. We haven't very far to go. I can see the trail down there below us now.
Gosh, oh, Willikins, this is a regular takeoff place for a parachute jump.
It's not quite as bad as that, Billy. Here, Uncle Jim, I'm going to give you my radio pack to carry. If this horse starts rolling down on top of me, it'll smash the radio set for sure.
That's a good idea, Jack. Here, I'll take it.
But if the horse rolls down on you, Jack, it may hurt you something terrible.
Well, I can get patched up, Betty, but we'll never patch up this walkie-talkie radio set. All right, let's see what kind of a mountain goat this horse will make. Come on, old Dobbin. There are no bushes to bother with, just a nice little cliff to slide down.
Be careful now, Jack. Don't let the horse follow directly in back of you. You won't have a chance if he starts rolling over.
I'm keeping one eye on him, Uncle Jim, and the other on my footing.
It's all I can do to slide down this steep slope. Oh, look out, Jack. The horse is going to roll down on top of him.
Careful, Jack.
Pepper, your boat's down. Jack is under the horse.
He must be crushed.
Oh, the horse is off now, Betty. Look out. I'm going to slide down to him.
Are you hurt, Jack? Are you all right?
I'm all right, Uncle Jim. No broken bones. Knocked the breath out of me for a moment, that's all. I hope the horse didn't break a leg.
I think the horse is all right. He's struggling to his feet now. Seems all right.
Jack, the horse is loose. He's going on down the hill by himself.
Grab that rein, Jack.
The horse is frightened. It's gotten away.
Come on, Billy. Let's catch him before he gets down to the trail. He may run away if he gets down there.
Oh, look, Jack.
There's Manu down at the trail waiting for us.
Maybe he can catch the horse.
He's going to try, see? He's heading him off.
He's got him. He's got the reins. Hold on to him, Manu.
Oh, boy, if that pack horse had run away from us, we would have been in a jam.
Oh, where's Uncle Jim? Oh, here he comes, he and Betty.
Watch it, Betty. Don't slide down this hillside too fast.
I can't help coming down fast, Jack. There's nothing to hold on to.
Begin with your toes and heels, Betty. That's the way. Well, Jack, here we are. And here's Manuel. He looks as though he had some important news for us.
Well, there's something up. I can see it in his face. Did you learn anything from those two tribesmen who were guiding the trail, Manuel?
We learned something, Jack. We talked with them long time. They tell me when Yate come up to cave yesterday, somebody follow him.
Somebody followed Yates to the cave. Who followed him, Manuel?
Soldier follow him. His name, Lieutenant Rawlings.
Lieutenant Rawlings?
You know him, huh?
I'll say we know him. Well, he gave me the speedometer. Why, he was trying to find out something about these smuggled rifles himself.
That was probably why he followed Yates, Jack. We tipped him off about Yates' schooner, and Rawlings followed him to find out where the smuggled rifles were hidden.
But, Manuel, it isn't bad news just to learn that Lieutenant Rawlings followed Yates.
Wait, Billy. You'll not know all yet. Rawlings find cave. Rawlings steal in cave.
You mean that Rawlings is a prisoner in the cave, Manuel?
That's right, Uncle Jim.
That's bad. And the troops can't come to rescue him because no one knows where he is.
The troops are soon going to know where he is, Jack. We're going to tell them exactly where that cave is.
Jump on Jiminy. We can send them that map that we've been making.
That's what we're going to do, Billy. Manuel, can you tell me where that cave is from here?
Me tell you, Uncle Jim.
Wait a minute. Let me get my map out. Stand still, Billy. I'm going to use your radio pack to finish this map on. All right, Manuel, point out the direction of the cave from here.
This way, Uncle Jim.
I've got a compass reading, Manuel. All right, that's southeast. Now, about how far is it from here?
Maybe 4 miles, Uncle Jim.
4 miles. There, I'll put a cross on the map. That cave is pretty close to that cross. Now we'll get this map to the soldiers at Pettit Barracks, and they'll know just where to come.
But how will we get it to the soldiers, Uncle Jim? Will we take it ourselves?
We're staying here, Betty. It may be that we can help Rawlings in some way. Michelle, can you find your way back to Zamboanga to Pettit Barracks?
Me find way, Captain Bedeville.
Good. Take this map to the colonel at Pettit Barracks just as fast as you can get there. Don't stop until you give this map to him. Tell him that the cave of the smuggled rifles is somewhere near this cross on the map. Tell him that Lieutenant Rawlings is being held prisoner by the tribesmen in this cave. And tell him that we're going to do what we can to help Rawlings until the troops get here. All right, Michelle, go as fast as you can and don't get captured yourself.
Michelle is on his way to get help. But he has a long and dangerous way to go, and there's no telling what those tribesmen may do to Lieutenant Rawlings if help doesn't come soon. No wonder Jack and Uncle Jim and the others are going to try to help the captured lieutenant. But that's going to be a risky business. And don't forget that Karang and his men will soon be in pursuit of Jack and the others, too. There's excitement ahead, and you won't want to miss it. So be on hand, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Say, how would you like to have one of the swellest tasting afternoon lunches you've ever found? Well, here's a tip. About 3:30 or 4 o'clock, hike out into the kitchen and help yourself to a big bowl of Wheaties. Man, I don't know of anything else that tastes as good as those crisp, crackling whole wheat flakes in the afternoon. They've got a flavor that tops them all. So for a real treat, have yourself a heaping bowl of Wheaties every afternoon.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.